From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up, Alan Dershowitz on his former research assistant, Elliot Spitzer.
First, the latest on the story that has rocked New York, if not the country, Governor Spitzer's involvement with a prostitution ring. Yesterday, the New York Times posted a story on its website. Soon after that, the governor issued a very brief apology.
Since then, we've learned that Spitzer was the initial target of a federal investigation into the prostitution ring and was tracked using wiretaps. NPR's Mike Pesca joins us now from Albany. And Mike, tell us how the governor came to be the target of this investigation.
Yes, that is one of the questions that seems to have an answer, because the big questions, as in will the governor resign, doesn't. And the answer is people, when they announced that there was this prostitution ring that was busted, and that bust was announced 4 days ago, no one knew that Elliot Spitzer was involved. Yesterday, the Times came out with the story, and it turns out that the AP has reported someone inside the investigation has told them that the reason that there was even a wiretap and an investigation was specifically because they were looking at if Elliot Spitzer was using some sort of official funds or wire transfers improperly. There's no allegation that he did anything improperly in terms of state office, except for the fact that prostitution is illegal, of course.
Mm. Now, Mike, you're in Albany. Tell us what everyone is saying there. What are you hearing?
Well, what they're not saying, what I haven't heard at all, and I'm here in the State House, and you talk to staffers and the occasional elected official, and depending on party, you either hear some version of, you know, a veiled reference to, we hope he goes to, it's too soon to tell, but I have yet to hear a full-throated defense of, you know, what Elliot Spitzer did was a personal matter, but he needs to stay. And part of the reason is if you look at how Elliot Spitzer has done his job as governor, as he told another elected official, I'm a steamroller, and he used a adjective before the word steamroller, I can't say. He has just butted heads. He got elected to butt heads. His motto was, it all changes on day one. And when you do that and make a lot of enemies, you wind up not having a lot of friends when the chips are down.
Interesting. Well, we're learning this morning that New York Republicans are vowing to seek an impeachment of Governor Spitzer. What's likely to come of that?
What's likely to come of that is, well, this is it gets into speculation, but people, including the people closest to the ones calling for an impeachment, are saying that they don't think it will come to that, because that would just put a state that sometimes ranks as the most dysfunctional in America on it would be such a distraction. State business would not get done. This state never passes its budget on time. Who knows if they'd even pass a budget at all if they had to deal with impeachment procedures. Plus, there is something in New York. The state is run, if you look at the Constitution, by an assembly and a governor and a Senate, but it's really run by three men in the room. And three men in the room, the three men are the governor, the president of the Senate, and the head of the assembly. And for 70 years, they've been of different parties. But in New York, it was about to be the case, most people think, that there'd be three Democrats in the room, because the Senate, if you look at the trends, was going to flip to the Democrats. A lot of people were very excited for that to happen, especially Democrats. And if there's this Spitzer turmoil, that could put a kibosh on that whole plan.
Mm, interesting. Well, you mentioned lots of calls for his resignation, not a lot of defense of the governor. What happens if he resigns?
If he resigns, that's pretty clear. The lieutenant governor, a man by the name of David Patterson, would take the governor's role, and Joseph Bruno's head of the Senate would take on the duties of the lieutenant governor, which aren't many, beyond the fact that if Patterson goes, Bruno, this Republican, would head the state, and that would be quite a thing. David Patterson's a really, really interesting guy. If he became governor, he'd be the third black governor since Reconstruction. He's also legally blind. He's from a very powerful and important political family in Harlem, and perhaps most importantly, he's very well-liked here in Albany. He's someone who knows. He knows the people in Albany. He knows who to shake hands with, how not to anger people. Quite the contrary to Elliot Spitzer's style. And many Republicans, maybe just because the implication if Patterson comes on, Spitzer goes, but many Republicans have told me they look forward to working with David Patterson.
Okay, Mike Pesca, thanks very much for following the story for us.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. That's NPR's Mike Pesca reporting from Albany, New York.